Blog Talk Radio.
Speak unto death, God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse, and for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And there is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh Lord, and that word until means to the point. But the word unto means beyond the point. Oh Lord, and until means it's limited. But unto me is beyond all bounds and beyond all limits. Oh Lord, and if I think about this church, and how about the Franklin bought this church from a mighty long way. Oh Lord, yeah, and evidence shows that there were too many until members instead of unto members. Oh Lord, and Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh Lord, and Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until you hurt my feelings. Oh Lord, and I'm with you until you don't call my name. And that's why I'm glad the writer did not say, be faithful until. But then I hear him saying, be faithful unto death. Oh Lord, and the road may be rough, the going may be tough, but I hear him saying, don't be faithful until bad things happen, but be faithful unto death. Yes, that means don't be faithful until death comes. But then, though it may cause my death, well, I must be faithful. Oh, yes. So I hear him saying, be thou faithful unto death. And I will give thee then a crown of life. Oh, yes. And I'm going to close there. And I tell you just one more thing. Well, it is said that back during the days of the Civil War, when the North and the South were at war one with another. And you know how our forefathers yearned and burned and prayed to be free. And after a while, many of them learned that the Union Army was on their way. And the old man that was on his plantation that was black born in slavery, when he heard the Union Army was coming, he got his stick and got him some rock and started down to the battlefield. Oh, yes. Somebody said, John, where are you going with stones and sticks? I heard him saying, I'm going down to the battlefield and help the Union Army win this battle. But then, some way and somehow, yes, John was shot down on that battlefield. And One of his friends walked up to him and held him in his arms. And I heard him sing, "If my relatives ask you how I died, and if my friends should ask you how I died, well, tell them I died on the field." But God wants us to wear out. Oh, yeah. Dr. Franklin, you know, was still on the field. Yeah. I'm going to let you know here now. But I hear somebody saying, "Well, doctor, you told us about a good soldier." I heard you say that a good soldier obeys orders. And a good soldier learned how to put on his uniform and how to use his weapon. I heard you say that a good soldier is self-sacrificing. But Jasper, tell me, is there anything else you got to say about a good soldier? Oh, Lord, I'm going to leave it when I tell you, yes.
Realm, because we would have ancestors, the gifts of knowledge and wisdom night and day to get the knowledge of our ancestors, knowledge of truth, knowledge of, and as we get the knowledge, we bring out the truth to what's going on, the real truth of what's happening in the world, what's happening around the world, and what's happening with us. And we go, that's what we ask. And we ring the bell.
And God is saying that we need to obey him and mind. That's what we ain't doing. We're doing everything else.
It's the divine law. And that divine law means God
is looking for us to do something. I was doing the ceremony to our ancestors. Ancestors gave me prophecy on what was going to be happening in this plane. And on this plane, some things will be happening. And I want you to get involved in what's happening in this plane. See, it's a plane that we own. We are the spirit realm, the God of the universe. See, some of the gods of the universe, I want to bring you to the point.
I'm praying for you. I want to ask right now that those that are sick, that's the sick.
to deal with some of the negativity in these cities. People leave the cities going to the country, or they're trying to get off the grid. There's so much evil going on. Now, prophecy for 2022, there'll be a new tomb found in Egypt. And that tomb will tell the story of many years of what happened. What I want to say, I say the God of the universe, Yahweh, one God, God our song, God our song. Yahweh saying, the God come together in a committee. And when the God come together, they speak out. I say, the ancestors come to break yoke. And when the ancestors break yoke, the dog goes up. Get ready for 2022 to be a miracle for you in healing. A miracle of not your natural mother. Many women, I'll tell you about that. Many women have been sick in their stomach and their back because of negative energy. And when they put the sign G in, all the diseases come. The outline, all of them, this sign G that these people got, the sign G that the company got, knocked out. If it's not now on computers for the airplane, what you think it's doing for our body? I want you to think about this. Ever since the 5G come, people have been popular with all kinds of diseases. They have resurrected, they have pulled some out of air. They have pulled some out of space and brought it down in. We can't cope with it. That 5G is going up to the moon and going up to Venus and Mars and bringing that evil down here in a system of vibe. You ain't talking about that. Think about the 5G now. When you get that 5G, it's over, it's to come to your body. And it touches your mind. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. I say. But I would say this, 2022 is going to be a breakthrough for you. I want to say this virus. Right now, we got two viruses. Now, we got to take the booster. Let me prophesy this. They're going to have to take another shot. So when it's all in, you got to take a shot once a year. But I'm telling you, if you read some scriptures, I told you, he's going to give you the word. Let me say it. Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, and 3. Proverbs 22, verse 1, 2, and 3. Now, 666 is not the devil. 6 is the total man of God. The man that the God made. 666. I've never been the devil. They told you that. Well, you don't understand. The 666 is a complete power of man by the ancestors. And the God of the universe. See, the God come down from the spirit realm to the physical realm. How you think the pyramid got built? How you think the big statue got built? Man, that was the God. And when they retreated back, God of the storm, God of the flood, God of the heat, God of the fire. Do you understand what's going on, man? Woman, do you understand that you get out of your kitchen and get power and let trash change you? You read stuff that man trying to give you. You got to go beyond the Bible or the book. You got to have divine knowledge. And divine knowledge comes from God. The only way you get it by meditating and staying with God. What you think that you can't go to the restaurant, you can't go nowhere because something's going on. Somebody messing with stuff up in the universe. They started sending stuff up to the moon. What they send so much to the moon and they bring it back stuff. This 5G is a murder type of thing. Think about it. It might be fast, but it's messing with your body. TV, Uber, all that out of that. You know, they're messages to things. They experiment on different animals and cross-breed food. So you got to go back to God. You got to go back to Amun Ra, God of the universe. See, once you go back to God, there's going to be some changes going on. Once you go back to God, the door will open up. You know, and I want to say this in. When Ezekiel talked with God, you get the book Ezekiel, where God talked to him, he talked to him.
He called the wind, let the earth come, and man become a complete man. There was nothing there. God told Ezekiel to prophesy to the wind and the water. Ezekiel was a prophet of God. He was gifted, but he had to wait. All the knowledge he had to wait on God. And God, Ezekiel, in these long lives, I'm telling you, you got people walking something into the bone. Alcohol, drugs, they're your children, they're your cousins, they're your friends. You don't want to acknowledge that. You got to become the doctor. That means you got to fast and pray. That means you got to keep, I'm telling the lady, keep all of them people out of your house. You know, she's dead now. Because she's caught that brought too much in there. 5G and all of them different viruses. You ain't cleaning yourself up. And you got to know what to clean yourself up with, and what to drink, what tea to drink. You need to get on one page with God. I don't care what the doctor says, what the scientist says. Who's over the science? God. They can't stop the flood. They can't stop the storm. They can't stop the fire. Because it's going to the universe. And you can't not to the universe. I shall say. And our answer, come with angels, let us know something bigger and better. You got to get ready and let that flow to you. When it flow to you, open up a door for you. You need doors open up for you. You need a blessing open up for you where you might be able to understand. I understand that you let your secrets. God has to keep that bone in. Think about the bone. Bone to bone. And you looking at a bone, I'm looking at serious stuff. People are caught up in drugs and dope killing. They don't know why they're dying. They say they can't walk out. The birds living, the animals living, like them, they ain't dying. Because man is messing with that old 5G, 7G. Experiment in Africa. Experiment over in China. Experiment with that stuff. That stuff been out a long time.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy from these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The prophet and the valley of dry bones. Among those who were carried away was a young man by the name of Ezekiel, who had obviously been trained to be a priest. When we study his minute descriptions of the temple order and of the temple liturgy, when we read of his intimate knowledge of things directly or indirectly concerned with Judaism, we must conclude that he had formal training as a priest. Along with the vision that Ezekiel reveals here, along with others that he records in his book, one thing he wanted to convince Israel of, that her God had not fallen, and her God was not dead. He wanted Israel to understand that her God, as he depicts in the vision where he saw the vague outline of a man sitting upon a chariot throne, engulfed in a cloud, and with priestly functionaries going in and coming out from the mercy seat. He was saying, when he told them about wheels that he saw in the middle of wheels, and that these wheels were guarded by angels, And that these wheels had eyes. And that these wheels did not deviate from their course. He was telling Israel first about the overruling providence and power of God. And about Israel was a part of God's eternal plans and purposes. While Israel was one wheel, ever moving. And above that was another wheel. That was the Babylonian wheel. It was moving. And that above that was another wheel, which was God's universal wheel. And God's universal plan. And all of these wheels were moving. Because all of God's plans are always moving. Maybe you think you have stopped him. Maybe you think you have blocked him. Maybe you can't see the movement. But God's plans never stand still. You can't bother them and you can't stop them. For the writer here tells us that angels were with God. Say that with me, please. So, to Israel, we see in this vision, Babylon was a desolate place. Babylon represented a valley to Israel. A valley of depravity. A valley of disfranchisement. A valley of hopelessness. A valley of dry bones. A valley of lifelessness. In one of the great cities of the ancient time, Babylon to Israel was a valley. Someone might marvel, if Babylon was a great city, how could it be regarded by the Israelites as a valley? Well, you see, a city may be one thing to one people, or a country may mean one thing to one people, and altogether another thing to another people. When the white Europeans came to this country, embarked upon these shores, America to them was a land of promise, was a mountaintop of possibility, was a mountaintop of adventure. But to the Negro, when he embarked upon these shores, America to him was a valley. A valley of slavehood. A valley of slavery and oppression. A valley of sorrow. So that often we have to say, one of these days, I'm going to eat at the feast and pray. One of these days, the chariot of God will swing low. I wish I had somebody here praying with me. So that Babylon to Israel was a place of hopelessness. It was a valley of dry bones. A valley of dry bones. Well, the prophet tells us, and considering a prophet, what is a prophet anyway? Since the prophet was God's representative, God's ambassador, God's watchman there in Babylon. You know, and the word prophet can be interchanged with the word preacher. For a prophet is a preacher. And a preacher ought to be a prophet. Not a prophet such as we are told and talk about sometimes. Not a funny person. Not somebody with their head tied up or selling luck or anything like that. Not that kind of prophet. But I mean a real prophet. A prophet child of God. A prophet born of God. A prophet sent from God. A prophet inspired of God. A prophet in one who know the past, who understand the present, and out of his knowledge of the past and his insight of the present, he's able to predict the future. A prophet is one who has sight, insight, and foresight. With sight, he looks on things. With insight, he looks into things. With foresight, he looks beyond things. Such a man was Ezekiel. And he uses the symbol of a valley to describe Israel's Babylonian situation. The symbol of a valley. When you see a valley, suggests a low place between mountains. And to Israel, there were obstructing mountains surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon. Economic mountains. Social and political mountains. Religious mountains. Encircled and enclosed her in. And she was down there in the stagnant air of a valley in Babylon. Surah, he said that he was in the spirit. And that gives validity to it, you know. People speak a little bit about the spirit now. But I'm afraid that the church is losing a great deal of its spiritual consciousness. It wasn't unusual for folk to say when I was growing up as a boy, the spirit told me to do certain things. Or I was led by the Spirit to do certain things. So that this prophet was a spiritual mind, a spirit-filled, God-conscious prophet. And he said, while being in the Spirit, the Lord led him out to the valley. And then led him to the midst of the valley. And sat him down in the midst of it. But he was really saying that God led him to the heart of Israel's problem. And Israel's situation in Babylon. That's what he was saying. God took him in a thought-doing survey. In a thought-doing analysis and understanding of Israel's Babylonian situation. And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel's problem, set him down there, then for fear that way out on the periphery of things, he'd miss something. Then the Lord led him round and about the valley. Or took him and encompassed the valley. Circled it on all sides. That he might not mix the remotest problem of Israel's situation. And when the survey was far and complete, the Lord poured the question to him. Son of man. Son of man, I wish you could hear me. Can these bones live? That son of man seemed to be reminiscent of man's limitation. Reminiscent of man's finiteness. Man's humanity. Son of man. Son of man, you are a scholar. You are an educator. Son of man, you are a scientist. Can these bones do. Son of man, you are a heart specialist. Son of man, you are a geologist. You are a botanist. You are a specialist in various stages of the human body. You are a psychologist and psychiatrist. You know all about drives and reactions and responses and tendencies. Lord, with all of this knowledge, can you tell me, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Son of man, you found pathways in the air. You have circumvented the earth. Son of man, you found highways upon the sea. And you've made your own highways under the sea. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Bit of life. Oh, we know a lot of things. We know what the human problems are. We know men are mean. We know men are prejudiced. We know that men are narrow-minded. And we know they are selfish. We know men are unkind, ruthless, and cruel. We know men are murderers and sinful. But what we don't know is what to do about it. Well, we know what the problem is. We've made an analysis of it. We've already diagnosed the case. But what we can't do is write a prescription.
I wish I had somebody here praying with me.
So that the prophet had to say, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, thou knowest. When it comes to the answer of many of life's perplexing problems, when it comes to a solution to these problems, Lord, thou knowest. I submit myself before you, limited, finite, ignorant, and helpless, like dry bones in a valley. And thou knowest. Thou hast the answer. And you know that one thing about God. When we go to him sincerely, when we've been overwhelmed by some problem that we aren't able to grapple with, put it at his feet. Ultimately, if we have faith, he'll give us the answer. He'll work it out for us. And Ezekiel declared that he didn't know. And it was in the hands of God to give the answer. Why, the Lord, after Ezekiel had surveyed and had gotten a full understanding of what the Babylonian problem was, he said to him, you go out to give the answer and preach to those dry bones. The Lord, it looks like a helpless thing. It looks like an unprofitable thing for me to go out and preach to dry bones. Some of the living soul that I preach to don't respond to me. And what could I expect from dry bones? But the Lord had been to go on out and preach anyhow. You know, God's ways, you know, are above man's ways. And you can't always understand why he orders you to do certain things. But if the Lord orders you, go on anyhow. Why, you may not see it, but there is a way. You may not know what you're doing, but God has it worked out. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord. And I saw that man who out in that valley. In that valley of dry bones. Of dry bones. Oh, Lord. And stood there. And preached to those dry bones. And the Lord had given him a text to preach on. Well, Lord, what can I preach to dry bones about? Oh, Lord. Lord, what kind of subject can you drop on to hear the word of the Lord? To hear the word of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm sure it must have been discouraging sometimes for him to stand there day and night and preach in that valley of dry bones. To preach in that valley of helplessness and in that valley of lifelessness. In that valley of hopelessness. My Lord, to stand there and preach and not be able to see what the result would be. Oh, Lord, but he preached on anyhow. Oh, yes. And then one morning, the valley began to rumble. Yes, it did. One morning, the valley began to shake. And that was a mighty moving around. Oh, Lord. Then one morning, yeah, when he looked around to observe this rumbling, well, God, he saw those dry bones in motion. Yes, foot bones were stretching out, ankle bones, and ankle bones were moving on toward knee bones. Oh, yes, and knee bones was connecting with thigh bones. And thigh bones were moving on toward hip bones. And hip bones were moving to a backbone. Yes, they were. And backbone was joining the shoulder bone. And shoulder bone was tying the neck bone. And neck bone was tying into head bone. The prophet kept on preaching. Yes, he did. Kept on preaching. Oh, it's Robert. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord said, wait a minute now. I want you to preach on a new theme. Yeah. I want you to just to wait a little while. And let me extract matter from the universe. Yeah. And let me all of that matter to come together and form man's anatomy. Let flesh get on the bone. Let skin begin to cover those skeletons. Oh, Lord. But Lord, all we have now are corpses lying around. Turn now and get to the wind. Tell the wind that God will believe the Lord. Lord, Lord. And blow breath into these bodies. My Lord, tell the Lord, tell my word. And that's my solution tonight. That's my answer tonight to every problem that we have. That is to hear God's word. Hear God's word. It's all right to go to the United Nations. It's all right to put on the international fellowship. It's all right to call on the scholar. It's all right. But I tell you what you had better do. Hear God's word. Hear God's word. In word. In word. In word. In word. In a raging deep water. In word. In a lamp to your soul. Yes. In word. Come on, 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 come on letting word. Be shaped like a vessel. And let my soul.
Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything that the devil knows.